I'm speaking to you in this lesson about how to handle decluttering and embracing a life of less when your husband isn't exactly on the same page as you or doesn't really want to live that same way. My husband Brian is here with me, and we know how this goes because it's how it was for us in the beginning of our journey to minimalism. So we're going to share what we know on this subject, and although we're not experts, hopefully it'll offer you some hope and just maybe get you some answers in what you can do if your husband isn't really into this. There's definitely a way around it. So, babe.
All right. Hi, guys. I want to start off by saying that when Allie first started talking about purging and minimalism, I was very against it. Mainly, and I want everyone to listen to this, because I didn't know. I didn't really understand what minimalism was. In my mind, it was cold, empty, owning nothing, plain, all white walls, and just like kind of miserable. I heard the word minimalism and just shut off. I didn't know what minimalism is actually cleaning or clearing unnecessary clutter to focus on the things that you really love and having what you really need, not going without. When Allie first started talking about it, I was like, no way, we're not doing that. This sucks. But I was way off. I wasn't willing to do any of this. And Allie saw that I wasn't budging and decided it wasn't worth fighting over. And she started purging the areas that didn't hold my stuff.
And really quick on that note, I want to just elaborate on that a little bit. As the wife, I know my husband, and I just knew that if I kind of nagged him about it and just kept trying to get him to change or trying to get him to come to my side of this and just kind of making it like a hot button issue in our relationship, that it would never change. Like, he would never really come around, just because, you know, of past experience. But I really wanted to keep this light and hopeful and positive, and that kind of goes against my personality. Usually I kind of will get controlling and try to convince Brian or whatever, and it just doesn't work. So with this, my take on it was, okay, he's kind of cramping my style and he's holding on to all of his junk when I'm really purging and really like changing my life and making the house so much freer and lighter. But I tried to make it really positive and just focus on my own things and not touch his stuff at all. I think in the beginning there was something that I did throw away of yours and you got really upset, and I just kind of decided then, like, okay, this isn't going to be worth it. I just need to stick to my own side and, you know, keep it like a positive, happy thing, so that in Brian's mind, anytime he hears me talking about this, you know, it's a positive thing. It's not something that I'm nagging about or trying to get him to change. It just makes him, you know, shut off. So that's sort of, from my angle, how things were at this point in time. So go ahead, babe. Sorry.
So yeah, so you know, you ran the house and I was at work all day. So you purged the kids' room, the kitchen, you know, your clothes, living areas, mm-hmm. all that. And, you know, my stuff just remained untouched. And I continued to sort of hoard things, you know, like especially in the garage and mm-hmm. like my little part of our closet. And after a while, I noticed, you know, Allie's life had gotten a lot better, a lot freer. She spent way less time cleaning. She was more present with the kids. She took up homeschooling them and started writing a lot more. She just seemed so much happier. And, you know, everything just ran so much, you know, smoother. It was nice to see you like that. And, you know, as time went on, I realized that minimalism wasn't the idea that I had thought it was. It wasn't scary, you know, or depriving. It was actually really intentional and life-giving, but my stuff stayed unchanged. So after a couple of years, we had to move to a new house, and Allie got the entire house packed by herself while I was at work, and, you know, with all the kids at home and everything in just 2 days. It was crazy. And I had set aside, you know, a weekend to pack up the garage and, you know, all my stuff and junk and everything. And the weekend came, I worked like nonstop, and, you know, went past the weekend and still, you know, I wasn't even close, like, you know, like halfway done. And it was just my stuff. And I was just like, no way. Why? Like, what? It's just insane that there's all this stuff. And, you know, just going through all those random items, sorting, throwing things away, you know, it was taking forever. And we ended up paying a lot of money for, I had, you know, the extra days that we had to stay there, and I had to actually get a bigger truck to fit all that stuff. And that's when I knew, you know, when I saw everything, and I just realized, you know, I really had to change this. And I was holding us back, and there was something, you know, to the way Allie was dealing with the stuff in her life.
So, okay, so really quick, I think maybe, I mean, because we don't know who, you know, is going to listen to this, or if it's just, like, the woman that's listening to this, or if she'll show it to her husband, but if you could talk to a husband who's, like, you know, not into it, what would you say to them?
Okay. So, basically, if you're afraid or turned off by the idea of minimalism, just rethink your definition of it, you know, because I didn't know, and I was making my own opinion of what it was. Mm-hmm. It's not getting rid of everything. It's not wasting money. It's not being deprived. It's actually, you know, saving money, and it's living intentionally. It's being purposeful about what you allow to take up your space and your time. You know, minimalism will free up your wife in a way that will really deeply impact her and benefit you and your marriage. There's just so much less stress on her, so much less on her to-do list. You have to know you will greatly benefit from this change in her life. And I really saw that, and it changed so many things.
Yeah. And really quick, just to kind of wrap it up, I want to say a quick note to you, the wife. I could have gone on living that way. I could have gone on with just me taking care of my stuff minimized, the kids' stuff minimized, and Brian's stuff not. I could have gone on with that forever and still experienced the benefits of a minimal lifestyle and been really happy. Everything got better when Brian came around, and when he decided, you know, I think you're onto something here and I want to do it too. And now he's just as much in this sort of philosophy lifestyle of, you know, minimal living as I am. But before that, you know, I didn't let the fact that we're married and that we live together and share a life together keep me from improving myself and doing something that I really felt as a Christian that the Lord was leading me into. You know, that sort of, I feel like, is some hope that if you have a husband who just, you know, I don't want this lesson to make you feel like the end goal is for him to come around and for him to see, oh, you're wrong, you're stupid, I was right, and, you know, haha. That's not the point of our story. Just kind of ended with Brian realizing that, you know, okay, this does work for us, but, you know, that's not what this is about. This may not work for your husband, whether it's because of, you know, heart issues that he might have, something from his past, something that he does for his job where he needs to hold on to a lot of things. You know, this doesn't have to work for everyone. But I just want to let you know that even if your husband never changes, you can still experience that sort of freed up lifestyle without his stuff having anything to do with it. Because like I said, I felt like I could have gone on living that way. I didn't know Brian was going to change his mind. And I was, you know, all my stuff was completely minimal. All the kids' stuff was very streamlined. It was saving us a lot of money. We were really happy. My to-do list was way smaller. I was just a happier person in general. And Brian's stuff was still, like, almost hoarder status. He was really collecting a lot of stuff in his side of the closet and in the garage. And I was unaffected. So I hope that this lesson kind of offers you some hope in terms of the possibility of your husband coming around if you keep it positive and be happy about it and let him see how much it's changing you. And also some hope for if he doesn't ever come around that, you know, you can still live this way. So hopefully the way we went about this touchy issue will help you feel like it's not the end of the world. You know, you can still work around it and make some positive changes in your home, and work through this course and experience all the benefits, you know, whether or not your husband is on the same page as you.